Water. Water is the substance of all life. Without water, we could go without food for a while. There have been accounts of men that have gone for 40 plus days. We know Jesus fasted for 40 days. I've read books and stories of men that have been, their planes have been shot down and they've been out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, the largest body of water on the planet, and nothing to drink. Nothing to drink because of its salt content. Tonight, Jesus Christ is here, and he still waits patiently besides the well of water to meet with those that would meet with him. We read in the book of John, chapter 4, verse 4, and I'm just going to make reference to that. You don't have to turn to that. Jesus said he needed to go by way of Samaria. You ever need to go somewhere? You leave and you have to go a specific way. Jesus, when he was meeting with his disciples, he said, we're going from here to there, but we have to go through Samaria. I need to go through Samaria. You see, he had an appointment with someone. Someone had a divine appointment with him. They just didn't know it yet. There's someone here tonight. There are people here tonight that have a divine appointment with the Master. You are here for a divine purpose, a divine reason. That's why Jesus told his disciples, I must go through Samaria. What a difference it would make in our attitudes. What a difference it would make in our lives and in our hearts if we would just be able to take and wrap our minds and our knowledge around the fact that Jesus Christ himself is here tonight. He's here tonight and he's waiting for you and he's waiting for me. He has a divine appointment with us tonight. You didn't come here by mistake. You didn't come here by accident. You are here through divine appointment. You see, Jesus Christ knows our hearts. You may say, no, I came here tonight for this, or I came here tonight for that. You may tell your friends, you may tell your family why you're here tonight. But you see, Jesus Christ can look into those small and see and read those little secrets that you have and that I have written in our hearts. He can see inside of you and he can read the very thoughts and the intents of our hearts and of our minds. The unspoken dreams that you have, all of those dreams that you have in your life and you're afraid to speak them out. Jesus Christ knows what those dreams are. He knows your imaginations. He can reveal the very thoughts in your mind, the emotional shards of your feelings. If you're here tonight and you've been shredded emotionally, Jesus Christ knows what you feel. He knows how you feel. Maybe the paralyzing fears for your future. We live in a day and age that there are so many things and this world is changing and things are happening so fast that we can't keep up with the daily news and all of the various things that are going on around this world. And we're afraid. Mankind is afraid for their future. Jesus Christ knows and he can help you face the fears of your future. Maybe the bitter resentments of things that have happened to you and past hurts in your life. Jesus Christ, he knows your past hurts tonight. Maybe your heartaches, your headaches. He also knows your joys. He also knows your successes and your failures, your honors and your humiliations. He knows all of the deeds and the doubts. He knows all about you. He knows you inside and he knows you out. He knows your past. He knows your present and he knows your future. When we see and we read the story about the woman from the well, we must understand one thing. The woman at the well was running on empty. How many of you have ever felt your life was running on empty? That's the way the woman at the well was. That's why she was there at that particular time of day. You see, she was dissatisfied with her life spiritually. She was dissatisfied with her life emotionally. You see, it was customary for the women of that day to go to the well, and it was quite the social gathering for them. They would go to the well, and it would be equivalent to running into each other at the grocery store, maybe running into each other at the school when you drop your kids off, or to childcare when you drop your children off, or maybe talking to your neighbor over the backyard fence. That was the custom of the day for all the women to go to the well. Because it was their social time. The time they would swap recipes. The time that they would share maybe certain secrets. And it was very, very social, very interactive. It was a very crucial time for the ladies. But see, she wasn't among them. She was there at the well in the afternoon. I can see as she walks through the streets carrying her water pot, ashamed of her life, ashamed of the mess that she had made of herself, and listening to the ridicule and hearing the ridicule of the other ladies as they made comments as she walked by. And no doubt as she got closer to the well, her heart would speed up because she was hoping that no one would be there. And she shows up and there's one man sitting. One person sitting at the well, and it's a man, and I can hear as she breathes a sigh of relief and says, good, it's a man. It's not a woman. I won't have to face any of this social ridicule, any of this criticism. She shows up there. And who does she meet? I praise God. I thank the Lord for the blood that was shed on Calvary, for the remission and to cover the sins in my life. I thank God for what he has done in my life. I thank God for how far he has brought me and how his blood has covered and blotted out all of the sins of my past. And as Jesus began to talk with this woman, he began to tell her that, you know, this water that you're drinking of, it's just water. She was thinking of it as it's just water from Jacob's well. And yes, it tastes refreshing. Have you ever really, really, really been thirsty? I mean, really thirsty. I mean, to the point to where that it hurts. It hurts when you take that first swallow of water. That's the way she was that day in here. Jesus began to talk to her about a living water. He began to talk to her about a well of living water, and how it could change her life. How it could take all of the bad and how it could take her past and it could be put behind her. How many of you would like your past buried? Oh, there are things in my past that I wish that they would. I mean, when Jesus Christ forgives us, he forgives us and forgets. But listen, you and I don't. We don't forgive. We're supposed to forgive, but we don't always forget. You know, there are other wells in our life. And if the choir would come, Sister Vicki, There are other wells in her life. You see, Jesus knew the woman at the well had searched for satisfactions and she had come up so very short. He knew that her heart was empty, without love, without any self-worth, without any meaning or any fulfillment or any happiness. But he told her, and he pointed to her in John 4:13, that whoever drinks of this water will thirst again. That was Jacob's well. The woman, she didn't quite understand, but Jesus was speaking directly to her heart. He was speaking directly in here. And tonight I want to speak to you directly to here. You can get all of this that you want out at the drinking fountain. You can get all of this that you need when you get home. But what the water that needs to be in here, the water that needs to be in here, there's only so many places that you can go to get that water. You see, all of those who look to draw their satisfaction from the wells of the world, we look at the pleasures of this world, the popularity, the positions that people seek, all of the possessions, all of the politics, the power, the prestige, the finances, the family, the friends, fame and fortune, all of the careers and children and church and clubs and sports and success and entertainment, exercise, honor, health and hobbies, all of this won't satisfy this. You may be happy for a short time, but you will soon become thirsty again. If you look for deep, long-lasting satisfaction from any of these wells that the world offers, my friend, you're just wasting your time. You see, while the world, it can be temporarily pleasing, this water can temporarily satisfy a thirst. You may ask yourself, how do I get this water? I want you to stand tonight. You see, if you're looking to satisfy your life with all of these things, may ask yourself, is this all there is to life? I reached a point in my own life. I knew what I needed to do. I just didn't want to go to the well. I didn't want to face the master. I didn't want to listen to him tell me all the things that I've done wrong, because I knew. I know. This altar tonight is open. If you're here tonight, you're so thirsty. Listen, you don't have to be a sinner to be thirsty. You can be worn out in ministry. I've been to that point in my life where that I gave so much and I was so involved in ministry that I would wake up, I would be thirsty, and I would be dry. You've got to get that water. You've got to get that water. You've got to get that refreshing spirit back inside. You're here tonight, and the demands and the responsibilities of life have just crushing you, are just pushing down on you so heavy, and you need some refreshing water right up here. You have to come to the well. You've got to come to the well. Won't you come tonight? To leave thirsty. If you came in here thirsty, you don't have to leave the same way that you came. You can leave satisfied. You can fulfill. Children up here praying. Some of our Sunday school teachers may come up.